Hi, you're listening to Scream of the Crime.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Maggie, and this is a podcast where we talk about true crime.
And what would happen if your favorite TV and movie characters committed those crimes.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's been ages.
Years.
I know.
I mean, not to you guys, but for us.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen each other in like over a week. Over a week, technically, yeah.
I mean, our Snapchat streak is still...
Well, yeah, but that doesn't...
But it's not the same.
Half of the things I Snapchat you are just like my face in the bottom corner just for streaks.
That's
or like very random stuff.
Yeah, like your dog or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because it was Thanksgiving break, so we were...
Home.
Yeah, we both were home.
Yeah, in our respective homes.
You in a very warm place.
Yeah.
Me in a colder and windier place than Rochester, New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got back barely. Every other flight. So I came back. I flew back 6 a.m. Sunday morning. And every flight past mine was, like, on every airline was canceled.
Yeah.
So if I didn't get out, I would have probably still been not in Rochester. I would have been in Chicago right now.
Yeah.
For sure. So, thank God.
Yeah. I don't know if you people are locals of the Rochester area, but Sunday it snowed a lot, and Monday a bunch of schools in the upstate New York area were closed, but not ours.
No. Which made sense. It wasn't that bad.
It was just like a lot of people couldn't get home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. I like to relate our school to like that guy who wears shorts and t-shirts in the snow. And
yeah.
He's like, I'm not cold. That's our school and not closing school when it snows really badly.
Yeah.
We will not have a snow day.
No. Never. We never have a snow day. The only time that school gets canceled is if it's too cold out.
Yes.
That's when people cancel it. But snow,
we had one
much.
Delay our freshman year. It was from like 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah, I remember
cause
that.
Because it snowed. It was so nice. I got to skip accounting.
That's nice.
Great times.
Yeah. Last year we had like 2 days canceled, I think, right?
Did we? I thought it was only one.
It
was like the day after the day that it was too dangerous to go outside.
Yeah.
I think.
It was real bad. Right at the beginning of in January. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but...
Anyway, it's our last week of classes.
It is.
I'm excited.
Me too. I want to be done.
Me too.
But I don't like being on break just because, like, when I'm home, like, I feel like I should be back here.
Yeah.
But then, like... Also, this is just because I have, like, no friends at home, so I'm just like... You know, and I've been in Rochester for so long that I'm like, I forgot how conservative people are in the Midwest. I was like, damn. Whoa. Like, I had dinner with my grandmother on Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving. And, like, five minutes in, like, the context of we were talking about a TV show where, like, there was a it's like a historical TV show. It was The Crown, and, like, LBJ was in it. And, like, mom was like, oh, like, it was really funny, like, LBJ was in this one episode. And then, like, unprompted out of blue just goes, well, Trump's better than LBJ. I'm just like, okay.
I love Lyndon B. Johnson.
I'm like, yes, like, LBJ was, like, kind of, again, like, a misogynist kind of, like, asshole-y guy. But, like, not...
There's some good things about him.
No, but I'm saying he's not, like... I would not compare them at all.
No.
But I was just like, oh, Jesus Christ. Then Elizabeth Warren came up, and I can't even repeat the things that were said about her, because...
Did you hear? I'm going to pronounce her name wrong. Kamala Harris just dropped out of the election.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You pronounced her name right, I think.
My roommate, who's, like, listens to NPR all the time, she pronounces it differently, so I'm making the assumption that a lot of people are just pronouncing it wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. No, yeah. It was an interesting time, but basically, yeah, no. It was whack. But Thanksgiving was great. Such good food.
Oh, yeah.
Such good food.
So exciting. I had such amazing food over break. My brother didn't come down, so my mom's like, what do you want to eat? And I was like, oh, yes. So she made me whatever the fuck I wanted, and it was so great. My grandmother, if you're listening to this podcast, hello, says I talk too fast on this podcast. but I don't think she knows you can slow it down.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway. what was I going to talk about?
Something about food.
No, this the food was good. I made a pumpkin pie. And it was the best pie there, I have to say. The people ate it the most, and people went back for it the next day the most.
That's hot.
Yeah, right? And it's, like, the simplest pumpkin pie in the world. And my mom made a pumpkin pie. It took her, like, years. And she's like, you're right, Maggie. Yours is better. And I was like, yes.
I had the same thing happen to me with the mashed potatoes I made. I made mashed potatoes last week 3 times. And this time turned out the absolute best. Because of mistakes. And the mistake was, I was like, oh, I'm gonna bake the potatoes. And I overbaked them because my oven at home was hotter than the one here. So I overbaked them. But they were so much softer.
Ooh,
so like,
creamy.
Yeah, so they were perfect. Absolutely perfect. But I made like 2 bags of potatoes. So it took me forever to make them. But so good. So good. In fact, like, my mom was like, oh, I need you to write down this recipe so I can send it to other people who want it now.
Wow, I'm, you're like, famous.
I know. Because it is my own recipe. Like, it's based on a recipe, but I changed it.
Oh, wow. So, a queen.
Yeah. But no, I have to say, not to compliment you on Maine, but I had pumpkin pie over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was not as good as yours.
Thank you.
Yours was really good.
Thanks.
And
I'm talented.
I also had banana bread over break.
Like, not as good as mine?
No.
I have some in my fridge if you want some.
Yeah, I have bananas for you.
Oh, shit, I forgot your pan again.
Oh, that's fine.
We'll have to do a trade-off. And you'll have to get some banana bread because I have too much.
Okay.
In my fridge. I drove in the snow for the first time tonight.
Yeah.
As we know, I'm from Florida, and I have a license, and I don't know how to drive in the snow, but my roommate let me have her car so I could get here. Mm-hmm. And I had a panic attack for the first, 2 minutes of the drive because the windshield wipers were frozen and I couldn't see, and I'm already, like, I'm wearing glasses now, but, like, I'm shit at driving at night. I can't see jack shit.
Yeah.
And it's nighttime out, just so you all know. And when cars were coming at me, all the little, like, it was snowing, all the little snow droplets, like, I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
So I pulled over into an empty parking lot, and I just sat there, and I was like, what am I gonna do? And I was like, because I was scared, because, like, I had to, like, wipe down her car with, like, the brush or whatever.
Yeah.
And I've never done this before, and I didn't want to, like, hack the ice off of the windshield wipers, because I know they're delicate, you know?
You can hack them off.
Anyway, so I'm sitting there in the parking lot, and then I didn't even realize that I had the windshield wiper thing on. Like, I just left it on, and then the windshield wipers just shattered the ice off, and I'm like, oh my god.
Oh my god. No, I, like, so the reason why Maggie is driving is because my car got a flat tire last night. When we usually record Mondays.
It is Tuesday,
and I got a flat tire, and only was able to get a change it today because my car was frozen shut. So, but no, I was like, Maggie's like, texted me and was like, oh yeah, no, I can drive over. I'm like, oh, okay. And then like probably like 10 minutes after, I was like, oh yeah, just like come in when I'm here. I was just like, oh my god, she's never driven in snow. And it is like the weather right now where it just starts snowing, which is the most dangerous of snow times in terms of like snow weather.
Yeah.
So I was like, literally, like, me and my roommate were watching like YouTube together, and I was just like, kept looking at the clock. I'm like, oh Jesus Christ,
she died on the road.
I'm like, oh no.
No, yeah, I was driving like hella slow because I've never driven this car before. It's like a little Kia.
Yeah, the car you're driving is not a good car for snow.
It's got snow tires.
Snow tires are a fucking myth.
Anyway, so my roommate, lent me the car, she was just like, there's snow tires and there's no snow on the ground. And then as I'm leaving, I pass a friend of mine and in the hall, and she's just like, good luck, it's snowing. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, excuse me?
It's supposed to snow all
so
night.
So I called my roommate, and I was like, first of all, her gas is on empty. I would just like to state that. When I die on the road tonight, it's because her gas is on empty.
Oh, my God.
And also, I'm like, and it's snowing. She's like, if you feel comfortable driving in the snow, then take it. And I was like, I need to get here.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, bye.
No, I would have gone, but I, like, this spare tire, I cannot drive all the way to your apartment and back.
Yeah, I have to get up that hill and everything.
No, it would not have gone well.
I was so scared. I've never had to, like, press the gas to reverse out of a parking spot. Like, I clearly have tapped the gas before, mm-hmm. but normally the car's kind of already in motion. Mm-hmm. But this one, I was like, she's like, you have to floor it to get out of the parking spot. And I was like, oh, I'm going to hit so many cars.
Because of the snow?
Because of the snow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we should get into this.
Yeah.
So I'd like to say that I did these notes yesterday before work, in which I thought after work I would have to record with Tess, and I had to write 2 essays yesterday, and like, they were a lot of work. So I finished the essays with 30 minutes to spare, in which I did these notes. So they are bad, and they're 2 cases because I didn't get enough information. It is about finals week, because that's what's coming up for us, baby.
I wonder how this is gonna, what this will be about.
There's no murders. I would just like to say that. It's a true crime without the murder.
Okay. Cool.
I'm so sad about finals. Okay.
Yeah.
So this one is what was referred to all over the articles I read as a Mission Impossible style exam theft.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And it reminds me, we're gonna back it up before we even start this. I just saw Knives Out, which has Chris Evans in it.
I saw it as well.
We're not gonna spoil it, we'll wait.
No.
But I love Chris Evans with my whole soul and being, and I've seen every movie he's in except for one movie that came out in 2011, has him on the cover in like a suit. I think it's about opioids. I didn't want to watch it, but actually I've seen every other movie that he's in. Starting with his first movie, not another teen movie. Anyway, he was in a movie with Scarlett Johansson where they break in to steal the SAT scores.
Oh, I have heard
it's called The Perfect Score.
Yeah.
Excellent movie.
Uh-huh.
Kind of. It's really bad. Anyway, so when I was reading this, I just had war flashbacks to that movie in which they literally Mission Impossible style steal the SAT scores, and then I don't think they use them in the end. Anyway, let's get into it.
Okay.
It was a simple plan. A college student would crawl through the air ducts at a building housing an instructor's office in the wee hours, lower himself from the ceiling, and with the help of a cohort, steal a copy of the final exam for a statistics class.
Okay.
The instructor at the University of Kentucky, who was working very late, had gone out for a midnight meal and returned just in time to derail the plan, according to the university spokesman. The episode unfolded around 2 a.m. on Wednesday at the university's campus in Lexington, Kentucky, the spokesman Jay Blayton said. One of them waited outside the science building as the other allegedly crawled through the ceiling. The student lowered himself into an instructor's office to seal the test, but the instructor was working late and caught him and his accomplice in the act. He figured out it was someone, actually, and so he yelled out, and he was going to call the police, and at the same time, the door swung open, and 2 men, allegedly, ran out and ran away. So the university spokesman, Jay Blayton, mm-hmm. as I just said, the university spokesman, Jay Blayton. Blayton said that more details came out as the students were questioned. He told the police 2 things. 1, that he had been there earlier in the evening trying to steal a test and had been unsuccessful at the point, and presumably that's why he came back later. I lost my spot. And then apparently earlier in the semester, he had successfully stolen a test. One of the students, Henry Lynch II, had made his way through the duct, a distance of at least 10 feet. To the 3rd floor office of the instructor John P. Kane, Mr. Blayton said, Mr. Lynch made his way from the ceiling and lowered himself the 8 feet to the floor. Mr. Blayton noted that the office had file cabinets and other furniture that could serve as footholds to help the climb down from the drop ceiling. But it was not clear how or where Mr. Lynch gained access to the duct. Once inside the office, Mr. Lynch, a 21-year-old junior studying biosystem engineering. Opened the door for another student, Troy Kaputh, a 21-year-old sophomore. He's 21 and a sophomore. I'm sorry. Studying agricultural economics. Smart kids here.
Yeah.
It was not clear how long the two were in the office before Mr. Kane returned from his late night meal and found that someone was blocking the, oh, sorry, something was blocking the door when he tried to open it. When Mr. Kane yelled at the, out that he was going to call the police, the students burst from the office and ran down the hall, Mr. Blayton said. Not long after the police arrived, Mr. Lynch, concerned that Mr. Kane would be able to identify him from his class, returned to the building and confessed. Mr. Blayton said, Mr. Lynch and Mr. Kaputh, who was not in Mr. Kane's class, were each charged with felony burglary. They could not be reached to comment on Thursday. They were scheduled to be arraigned on June 26. This is Thursday of 2017, just so we're all clear.
Okay.
Mr. Lynch told the police that he had entered the office around 6 p.m. on Tuesday, but did not find the exam. He also told the authorities he had stolen another exam from Mr. Kane's office early in the semester, but did not share the answers with any other students. Mr. Blayton said, in both cases, he gained access through the ducts. It's a little Mission Impossible kid.
Mm-hmm.
The Lexington Herald Leader reported on the episode on Thursday. Efforts to reach Mr. Kane were unsuccessful. No action has been taken against the students as of Thursday. There's no other articles. I read like four of them. Through the university's office, the student council will investigate Mr. Blayton. Mr. Blayton would not discuss potential consequences. Quote, cheating and theft of this kind is very serious in an academic institution, he said. Adding that episodes like these were rare at the university's College of Art and Science, which has 10,000 students. Quote, it's an unusual set of circumstances. It also underscores how late our faculty work. Because it was 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Other students were astounded by the feat and had suggested for how the suspect should be punished. With a felony? Oh, I think he should just have to take the exam like 3 times, or a much harder exam, said Mike Fritz.
Hell yeah.
So that's my first case.
All right.
My second case.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very short.
Okay.
Like a half a page.
Oh, damn.
A Florida Atlantic University student is accused of posting a threat to kill one of his professors on Twitter. FAU, baby! That's right next to my house, in case anyone cared. Rafael DeComas, 20, of Riviera Beach, was arrested last week on a charge of sending a written threat to kill.
Okay.
According to the FAU police report, a Twitter post published about 1 a.m. Tuesday read, Bay, I gurn fucking kill this professor. Bay, this my confession to premeditated murder. The tweet was posted from at Ashleniqua Cutie Claws. FAU police said that they were able to trace the account to DeComas because the Twitter profile linked him to the Caribbean Student Association. According to the report, DeComas told police he was upset that his data structure professor had scheduled a final exam for 7 a.m. Because DeComas lives in Riviera Beach, police said he told them that he would have to wake up at 5 a.m. We've all been there, guys. Quote, DeComas stated he did not intend to harm anyone and tweeted the post out of frustration. The report says, quote, DeComas advised that he deleted the post soon after publishing it. Palm Beach County jail records show DeComas was released on a $5,000 bond. It's about a 35-minute drive to reach Boca Raton's campus, where 80% of the 30,000 students attend, according to the university figures. That meant that DeComas would have to wake up at 5 a.m. to make it to the exam on time. The tweet, he allegedly told police, was harmless and stressed that he deleted the post soon after publishing it. DeComas was charged with sending a written threat to kill or do bodily injury.
Damn.
That's it, yeah.
All right.
That's it, I'm done, guys.
Okay.
Sorry you had to sit through that. Not my best work.
All right, so... I am going to do a Nickelodeon show that everyone loves, Drake and Josh. Speaking of Nickelodeon shows, now that Victorious is back, it's not back on Netflix, but is on Netflix, I'm just waiting for, like, more to get on there. Like, I want iCarly on Netflix, because that show was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so good. But
I want Fred the movie? No.
No, I want iCarly because that show is like, I'm just thinking of all the stuff in Victorious that's like so creepy, but like iCarly is like the pinnacle of creepy children's TV shows. So.
Okay. I thought Victorious was more like weird because I think Victorious had a lot of like, I just peed myself jokes, which I find are uncomfortably weird.
Victorious
but iCarly's. Like, they have a dancing bra, but, like, whatever, you know?
Actually, I think iCarly just has weirder stuff in it.
Yeah, not,
and
like,
iCarly
creepy.
Has way more just explicit feet stuff in it.
I don't care about feet stuff.
Oh, well, that's...
We know that the director likes feet, but so does Quentin Tarantino. We're not going to judge people.
No. I do think Victorious does have a lot more, like, sexual innuendos, though, just because of the cast.
Well, yeah, also, they talk about peeing a lot. Not, like, a lot, but I just, like, really remember a lot of episodes about, like, bodily functions, you know?
Yeah. Anyways. But to Drake and Josh.
Anyway.
So, there's an episode of Drake and Josh where, this isn't, like, so it's not a, like, high school test. It's a driver's license test, and Drake fails his, and then Josh doesn't.
Okay.
So, in the episode, Josh, like, they kind of, Drake pretends Josh is, like, his driver, but then they get, like, pulled over, and then they have to switch. But in this case, I'm thinking, because I feel like frauding a, like, driver's license test is something that would go down that show, just because, I don't know. Drake and Josh, like, Drake was such a little motherfucker.
Yes.
From what I remember.
I mean, I liked Drake. I liked him more than Josh. But that's because he was cuter.
Oh, I feel like I like Josh more, but that's just because I was attracted to neither of them, so I didn't really care.
Yeah.
No, but...
Drake Bell, what a...
Drake Bell's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, but...
Not my friend, but this girl I knew in high school, like, played in a band, and she was saying that, like, they were playing at some, like, local bar, and, like, Drake Bell was there and, like, went up and, like, interrupted their set, and, like, she was like, no one cares about Drake Bell.
I do.
So she was, like, he was just, like, really weird about it, and I was like, damn, all right. Anyways, though.
That happened in, the Disney Channel show Liv and Maddie.
Mm.
They are Dove Cameron playing both twins, Liv and Maddie. And Liv passes the driver's test, but Maddie fails it. So then Liv pretends to be Maddie. But the problem is Maddie wears glasses and Liv doesn't. So then Liv had to wear a glass. It was weird.
But no. So in this one, it just Drake gets pulled over because Josh wasn't driving. Like, Josh was in the back because they switched, and then they get, like, a ticket or whatever, and then it's, like, the moral lesson from their dad or whatever the fuck. But I'm thinking, instead of just failing the test, they break into the DMV.
And steal it.
And, like, fraud the papers so Drake gets a license, so he doesn't have to be embarrassed because he can't drive. And then he has a car and can drive now. So it's, like, the criminal version of that episode instead of, like, the fun little, like...
Oops.
Yeah.
It's the defrauding the government.
Yeah, it's
the defraud the government episode of Drake and Josh.
It's taking it up a step. Also, Drake would tweet a death threat at that teacher. I forgot her name. But you know, like, the teacher they hate?
Yes.
Yeah, he would tweet at her. For sure.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Meg would tweet from his account, and then he'd get arrested.
Yeah, but I feel like she wouldn't... Meg would turn him in for the DMV thing, and then he'd for sure get arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Because he actually broke a law. I mean, not that that's not breaking a law, but, like, he would be arrested.
Yes.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
No. Nickelodeon shows are so whack, but they're also so good. Like, they're like crack watching them. Like, me and my roommates have sat down and watched Victorious for, like, 4 hours straight some days. We're just, like, episode after episode. They're so good.
But. We've been watching, I just got my roommate before I left to come here, because I was waiting for you to get off work, on the TV show Unreal, which is on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a comedy, it's a drama show. But it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
What was I gonna say? I was on a plane. I rode in planes a lot this past week. So did you, but
yeah,
I have.
We both were on planes, one could say.
But I have the longer distance flights, so yeah. I get the upgraded planes. And the first plane that I rode down to Florida from Boston was, it was such a nice plane. It had, like, it wasn't just, like, a screen on the back of the chair. It was, like, full on. So many movies. The woman diagonal from me was watching the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood movie. She never finished it. The flight was 3 hours long, and she did not finish that movie.
Holy shit.
And I was, like, my headphones are Bluetooth, so I couldn't plug them in. Aww. So I was just, like, watching over the corner. But I did watch, without any sound, Get Out for the first time.
Oh.
I knew what had happened. Like, I knew.
Yeah.
Everything about the movie, because that's who I am as a person. But I finally watched it.
Yeah.
Great acting.
On the flight from Rochester to Chicago is pretty short, but on the way there, I just listened to music. Because both of my flights were, like, very early in the morning, so I just, like, kind of was doing whatever. But on the flight back, I was just, like, it was, like, 6 a.m., so I was up at 3 and then was at the airport, like, so early.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I was just, like, tired, but I just was, like, making a grocery list for, like, when I got back. Just an extensive grocery list. And just, like, listening to music. But then, like, literally half of the plane were filled with girls who went to University of Rochester. And I was sitting next to one.
Oh.
And, like, she started talking to the girl on the other side of the aisle. I had the window seat, which is beautiful. But, it was, like, two and two. But then the girl that was on the other side, like, had a U of R sweatshirt on. And then, like, they were talking. And I just, like, paused my music so I could hear, like, what they were talking about. Because I'm a little creep.
Yeah.
But just because I wanted to see. Because they were like, oh, what are your majors? And I was like, I want to know. One was, like, computational, like, mathematics. I'm like,
dear God,
so smart. And the other one was like biomed something. I was like, oh my God, wow.
Yeah, people are smart and they exist in this world.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think if I have any other fun stories from this weekend, because I what else did I do, just to, you know, because I that was a short little story from me. But I texted Hayley Kiyoko. She has my number.
Like the singer?
Like the singer Hayley Kiyoko. Hayley Kiyoko of Lemonade Mouth.
Yes, I know. You texted her?
Yeah.
Where'd you get the number?
She posted on her story, like, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. She was like, oh, like, if any of my fans want to text me, because of, like, Thanksgiving can be, like, awkward with, like, you know, if you're, like, in the closet or whatever. I'm like, I'm not really that, like, pressed about this whole issue, but, like, I'm gonna text her to see if she responds. And she did.
What'd she say?
I texted her, I was like, oh, like, I'm a fan of your music, whatever. And then I, like, was saying, she's like, oh, like, just some, she's like, yeah, no, like, the whole thing's, like, crazy having all these people texting, but, like, thanks for, like, listening, like, have a nice Thanksgiving. I'm like, fallen.
Nice.
But, like, and she had, like, by the time I texted her, she had set up, like, an automated, like, thing where it just sends her contact. And she was like, oh, like, this is, like, automated, but, like, everything else will be, like, from me. It just, like, I got a lot more texts than I thought, so, like, she had to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
But so I have, like, her full contact in my phone. But then, like, the next day, like, because it was, like, really late Wednesday night. And then, like, I woke up in the morning and there was, like, a text from her. I was like, oh, shit.
Wow.
That's kind of fun.
That's romantic.
That was kind of exciting.
This is going to be your meet cute, Tess.
Yeah. Well, also, the other thing I did was I went on Tinder while I was home.
So did I.
To see who was gay from my high school.
I love doing that.
A girl I was in love with freshman year of high school showed up on Girl, but we didn't match.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then there was another girl who was just, like, a cool, like, hip girl. I was like, that's not surprising. And then the last girl that showed up was, I forgot if I told you about this or not, but it was, like, there were three that I, like, found, and I matched with her, but she was a year older than me, and she was the SG president of my high school. But it's really funny because earlier in the week, my roommates were like, oh, you have a very specific type of person you're into. I'm like,
that's factual.
And I'm like, no, I don't. And then they, like, said it, and I'm like, oh, you're right. And she looks, and she, like, it's just ironic because the one I matched with is exactly, like,
yeah,
what they were talking about. I was like, oh my God. I'll show you a picture for after. It's really funny.
Okay.
It's very, very funny. What else I do? I went to a comedy show on Saturday, and it was a whole comedy show that, like, made, it was like a parody of, like, a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Nice.
And it was so fucking funny. It was, like, the plot of it was, like, it was at Second City, which is, like, a comedy club in Chicago that's, like, famous. because a lot of the people, like, SNL legends have, like, started there, like Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, yep. Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell, like, Steve Farley, all those great, great people. But they had, like, this little comedy special with my mom's friends from high school. And, one, it was also way way better because I am 21, so I... And, like, my mom's friends from high school were all, like, vodka sodas for everyone, and I got beer because, you know, of course I did. And, but so I was also... So they were all drunk, and I was, like, a little bit feeling it myself, and I was like, oh, this is weird because I'm with my parents. But... The plot of this fake Hallmark movie was there's a businesswoman, business in the big city. She's in advertising and, like, marketing or whatever. And she's like, I have a big advertising campaign. But then, like, it's, like, this deodorant company that's going to tear down the town. Then she goes to the town to, like,
deliver.
She's like,
oh, no.
But then there's, like, this guy that, like, was, like, her, like, neighbor. And she's like, oh, like, little Mark is, like, all, like, hot now. Mm-hmm. And it's this whole thing. And it was so fucking funny. It was absolutely hilarious. So that was fun. I'm trying to think if there was anything else exciting. Not really. That's the height, that's the peak of my excitement for Thanksgiving, besides the fact that I'm a chef now.
I was on the plane, getting off the plane in Florida, and this old man, my whole plane was elderly folks, and this old man in front of me looks at me, and he just goes, red hair, huh? And I'm like, mm-hmm. Like, I barely heard him, so I just, like, ooh, nodded at him.
That's terrifying.
And he goes, is it natural?
Oh, God.
And I'm just like, no. Like, I mouthed no at him. I didn't even speak.
Oh, my God.
But he took that as an okay to keep talking to me. And he's like, so many people are dyeing their hair red nowadays. And I was like, yeah. I was going to say something about, like, yeah, old ladies keep doing it, man. But, like, I didn't. And then he's like, you from here? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, whereabouts? And I was like, I forgot where it was from for a hot second. And I was like, Lake Worth? And he's like, love Lake Worth. The downtown's so nice. And I didn't have, like, the willpower to tell him that I'm not at all from downtown Lake Worth. I'm from unincorporated, which is 30 minutes outside of the city of Lake Worth.
At that point, you just start lying.
I was just like, yeah, it's nice there. And he started naming off places, and I was like, mm-hmm, yeah. And he's like, been to Del Rey lately? Terrible. It's changed so much. And I was like, oh, really? And I was about to ask him a question, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And he just kept talking to me, and he's like, where'd you go to high school? Not Lake Worth High. And I was like, I don't even know where that is.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I went to Dreyfus. And he's like, mm-hmm. And I was like, it's a school of the arts. He's like, I know. And I was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, I was like, I go to school at RIT now. And then the guy next to him, another elderly man, he goes, my niece works there. And I was like, cool. And he's like, in dentistry. And I was like, we have a dentistry complex? I was like, I don't think so. And then as I finally get away from them, and I'm mm-hmm. walking, like, through that tunnel area to get out, and a woman pulls up next to me. She was sitting diagonal. She was the one watching the Hollywood movie.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, my daughter went to Dreyfus. When did you graduate? And I was like, and I forgot when I graduated. And I was like, 2017? I think that's correct. Yeah. I told my mom later, and she's like, you're wrong. And I was like, okay.
No, you graduated.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, my mom was like, no, I think you did graduate in 2017. I was like, we're beyond this, Mom.
It's too late.
And she's like, so then the woman next to me told me her name. And I was like, I don't, she's like, does it ring a bell? And I was like, I have no idea. I was like, what was her major? And she was like, she was theater. And I was like, I don't know any theater majors. Mm. I was like, I gotta get out of here. Oh. Like, I'm home. Goodbye. Stop speaking to me.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I didn't see anyone I knew from high school at home, which was, well, no, yeah, no, I didn't.
Neither did I. Except for my neighbors.
Yeah. Well, care. I didn't hang out with anyone because, like, there was no one to hang out with. Because my one friend was in Ohio for Thanksgiving and, like, was gone and back after I, like, was there. So I didn't have anyone to hang out with. Tragic. But that's fine. I was tired. I had to, like, if I wake up past 8 o'clock, my mom gets pissed at me.
Mm.
So, like, every day. And, like, I did not sleep well for some reason, like, all the break. And so, but every day I had to set an alarm for, like, 7:50, so I would be up before 8, or else she would get mad.
Wow.
So,
The first night, I had a flight. I flew off at, like, 8 o'clock, and I landed at 5 p.m. because my flights take 80 years. And I went to bed at, like, 9 p.m., right? And I was like, I'm going to bed. My mom's like, it's so early. And I was like, good night, mother. And oh, I woke up at noon the next day. And I was like, what the fuck happened?
That's so nice. No, I had the time change. So, like, I was like, it was like 7:30 the night. Cause I had to get up. I got up like at like, oh God, like 4:30 to leave. When my roommate, like, went and drove me to the airport Wednesday when we were leaving. And like, so Wednesday night, because then also that day I had to go and like prep all this food for Thanksgiving. So I was like in the kitchen all day. So at night, like, we ordered like Chinese food, but like we have a really good Chinese food by us.
Oh, nice.
So it was so good. Because like the place we get Chinese food is from, it's good, but it's not as good as the place that.
Well, yeah, like I'm not. From. Yeah, I mean, our local Chinese food place, it's like.
It's
food.
It's arguably bad.
Yeah, yeah. One could say it is bad, but yeah. I enjoy it because it's good. I can't, it's like, make it.
Yeah. But no, like, the place that we get Chinese food from is so good. So we got that. I watched yesterday the movie where everyone forgets the Beatles, and I loved it so much, but that's just because it had Beatles music. I liked the main actor, and Lily James was in it, so of course I would like it.
Mm.
But literally, like, I had Chinese food watch that movie, and I was like, it was 7:30, I'm like, I'm going to bed. I'm knocked.
Yeah. Wednesday night, my parents sacrificed watching Survivor so that I could choose a movie to watch on their Amazon Prime because my father won't give me his Prime account. And I went through all the movies, and my parents have seen them all, and so I couldn't watch any of the ones I wanted to watch. And so I ended up choosing this Andrew Garfield film, and I don't know. When I was in middle school, I was in love with Andrew Garfield because The Amazing Spider-Man is such an amazing movie, and I do have it on DVD, and please don't talk bad about it. And so it's an Andrew Garfield film, so I'm like, it can't be bad. It's called Under the Silver Lake. And it's made by, directed and written by the person who made It Follows. Which arguably a lot of people like. I didn't like it too much, but people say it's amazing, so we'll accept it. It was the most batshit weirdest movie I've ever fucking seen in my life. And it was shot so well, and it would have been so interesting if they can just close up some of their fucking storylines. And I recommend everyone go out and see it because it's on Amazon Prime for free. But just go see it and fucking watch it, and I know you'll probably want to leave halfway through, but just watch this movie because it's, one, a little kind of creepy, two, really fucking weird, and three, just like, you know, really fucking weird.
Yeah.
You should watch it. And there's, like, a lot, there's, like, things written on the ground that says, like, beware the dog killer or whatever. Nothing comes of it.
Weird.
There's, like, a fucking naked bitch with an owl face that sneaks into people's apartments and kills them.
What the?
Nothing comes of it.
Weird.
There's a missing girl, there's cults, there's a homeless king. It's all set in Los Angeles. They go to a lot of wild parties. It's so weird. It's got the guy from That 70s Show in it, the main character, and it's got, if anyone's ever seen Psych, it's got Mary in it. He's a character. And then the main chick looks a lot like Dakota Johnson, but she's not.
Oh,
yes. And then there's Andrew Garfield, of course.
Yeah.
And it's so, my mom left halfway through the movie. She's like, I can't do it, he's not paying his rent. And then, like, the next morning, she's like, so how did it end? And me and my dad are like, you should have stayed. You'll never know. But damn. The truth is, we never got any answers. But everyone should go see it, because I've seen a lot of weird movies in my time, but this was takes the cake for the weirdest fucking movie ever. Oh, it's got that chick in it from Garfunkel and Oates, the blonde one.
Oh.
She's in Knives Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to, well, by we, I mean you, are going to have to finesse so we can talk about Knives Out for a case, because that movie,
oh, shouldn't be hard,
was so fucking good.
It was very
good. It was so good. I'm not going to talk about it on here,
but
because,
I do,
like,
recommend it.
Yeah. Go see it.
See it in theaters.
See it in theaters, and then we'll give you, like, 2 weeks, and then we're going to talk about it.
Yes.
So that's what we're sending you off with. Go see Knives Out so you can listen to our podcast about it.
I have a presentation tomorrow morning, so wish me luck.
Good luck.
It's on Henrietta Hotz.
Oh, yeah.
my group members, if you're listening, they are the kindest souls. And I was like, I'm really terrible at presenting, and they didn't want to fail this presentation, so they only gave me 4 slides to present on. Hell yeah, baby.
That's nice.
Yes. And it's first thing in the morning. No stress.
First thing in the morning, I have to... The tire place opens at 7 a.m., so at 7 a.m. I'm going to the tire place.
Nice.
So...
Get that tire, baby. Now I have to drive home in the snow and I might die.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't hear from me again, this is the last thing I've ever said on record. thank you so much for listening. Do you have anything else to say?
No.
All right. Don't kill anyone. Have a nice finals weeks and last weeks of school and get home safe. Happy New Year's.
Bye.
Bye.